Have to be thankful for small mercies. Unlike you, we are experiencing some very windy and rainy weather today, but I guess we are nothing like the tropical storm that's currently threatening the Leeward Islands. You can tell me a little bit about what kind of weather you're having today, Stuart.
It's bright and sunny here in the Northeast, and you know, we happen to have a lot of folks from Sandy Point, from St. Kitts, from SPBS with us. So it's been a lot of fun. Actually, we just finished a group breakfast together outside, I might add.
Oh, boy.
So some good saltfish and some other, you know, home delights. And really good friendship, good camaraderie, talking a lot about some of our upcoming events.
Stuart, now why are you going to frustrate me with a menu like that for breakfast? You know, I got up this morning, I didn't have anything so posh, but I must say, without any water in my mouth, I envy you at this time.
Oh, well, I haven't told you yet about the bullfoot soup that we had as well.
You know, I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to get on to the main squeeze of the business, because I think you're trying to raise my blood pressure today, Stuart.
All right. Sorry about that.
Okay, Stuart, well, I guess, you know, we got a lot of listeners on this afternoon, and most likely everybody's going to want to know, what is SPB?
And you're fading a little bit too, Chris.
Okay, are you hearing me any better now? You hear me a lot better now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right. I was saying a lot of people are on listening this afternoon, and I know they're going to want to know a little about your organization. So I'll let you take the floor and do a proper introduction and tell the folks, what is your organization, when was it formed, what is it about, what's your aim and objectives?
Wonderful. So, and I'm really happy today to have two of our former presidents with us. So again, my name is Stuart Williams. I'm the founder and current president of the group. I have with me the first past president and current PRO, Dr. Mervyn Richardson.
Okay.
Say hi.
Hi, Chris. This is Mervyn Richardson, the first past president.
And also with me, Vincent Hodge. And in fact, when the initiative started for SPBS, it was in part because Vincent was the principal and really transforming what was then the Sandy Point High School.
Okay.
And we're really delighted in the fact that once he moved to the U.S., he really continued to help to make the group better. So I'll have him say hi as well.
Okay, great.
Hi, Chris. This is Vincent Hodge from Sandy Point.
Okay. I like how you guys...
And about the group. So, again, it started with alumni from what was then the Sandy Point High School, now the Charles E. Mills Secondary School. And our goal was to promote science and education at the high school. I would say that in 18 years, and we're proud to say that we're 18 years strong, we've done a lot of things. We've donated to the science programs at the high school. The program was also anchored by reaching out to the incoming freshmen to the high schools. And really enabling their education by providing some financial support. And again, we'll talk a little bit about how that program has evolved over the years. I would say we started with one school, the Sandy Point Primary School.
Okay.
Today, we give the same award to all the feeder schools, so both to Newton Ground and St. Paul's Primary. And we've gone beyond that to recognize students leaving the high school, students leaving sixth form, and now students in college. So we do offer undergraduate and graduate scholarships as well.
All right. So how would someone who is interested in, you know, doing further studies, say particularly from the island, you know, St. Kitts, Sandy Point, because I know that's your concentration, wanting to get the benefits of your organization, what would they have to do?
Well, presently, like he mentioned, we've got three scholarships, and there are more coming on board for next year. We've got a graduate scholarship and another undergrad. There's one undergrad scholarship that's available to past principal award winners. So that one goes strictly to those people who were past principal award winners and who are attending or who started attending some tertiary institution, some college, university, anywhere in the world. Then there's one that anyone who attended the Sandy Point High School, Charles E. Mills Secondary School, can apply for. And we have that one every year. They can just go online, SPB. cbsinc.org, and all the information is there for them to apply.
Okay, so it's not a case of anything getting lost in the mail. They can actually be high-tech and do it online and get a response and results from you as quickly as possible.
And that is one of the developments that happened this year, was we really enabled that process and streamlined that process, and it's now available online.
Okay.
for applicants.
All right. Okay. Well, that's a good move. You're moving with technology, Stuart.
Absolutely.
And I can't help but realizing how both Mervyn and your past president,
Vincent,
quite clearly point out from Sandy Point.
we're losing you again, Chris.
Okay. I was saying I can't help but laughing when Mervyn and... Vincent quite clearly point out that they're from Sandy Point.
Well, this is, and you know, we're doing more than Sandy Point, right? And we're stuck with the name, and sometimes it works in our favor, and other times it doesn't. But you know how proud we are to be a little bit so close to that wonderful Brimstone Hill Fortress. So, but we are truly wanting to, and we have many examples where, as a part of our group and also in terms of who we reach out to, for us it's about the Twin Islands, right? It's about St. Kitts and Nevis.
All right. Now, a lot of people have heard about you, you know, over the years through your major event, which I believe is a banquet. And can you tell us a little bit more about what's going to happen there? Who is going to be your featured speaker this year? I know previously you had another proud Sandy Pointer, the former ambassador, Jacin Henry Martin. And I guess she attracted quite a large audience. So tell us a little bit about who you're going to be having this year and who you're going to be honoring this year.
This year we have one of those young persons who actually became the principal award winner when he entered the high school in first form. He has now completed his master's degree. His name is Lerone Joseph. His parents are Hillary Joseph and Pamela Broadbelt Joseph. So he'll be actually delivering the keynote speaker. And the function is held under the distinguished patronage of Her Excellency Constance Mitchum, who is the first woman in St. Kitts to be elected to our federal parliament. We have four main honorees this year. There's an Alric Warner. There's an Alric Warner who he has folks in Birmingham as well. There's a Pastor Clive Saunders. This is another young man from Sandy Point. And then we have our Assistant Commissioner of Police, Ian Creeley, who is a graduate of the Sandy Point High School. And we also have the Brimstone Hill Fortress National Park. They have a society that looks after preserving the heritage of Brimstone Hill. So we are honoring them for their work. This year they are celebrating 50 years, so we are doing that in honor of their 50-year celebration. And we expect the pack house. The Kittitians and other Caribbean folks do turn out in their large numbers. We have people coming from Canada, from St. Kitts. People come directly from St. Kitts for the event. We are from Canada, from almost every state in the U.S. on the East Coast. And so we're hoping that we can get some folks coming from England, from Birmingham in particular, because we do have alumni there as well. So we're hoping that, you know, hearing the program, they can plan for a year from now to come over to the U.S. And we're actually thinking of doing an awards banquet in St. Kitts in December of 2016, because on that occasion, it's the 50th anniversary of the Sandy Point High School. So we're looking at having people coming home for that occasion as well.
All right. So I see everything is well planned, well organized, well orchestrated, and is just to be executed in the said time frame. Well, you know, I've always given you guys my time and promoted and push it in every possible way. And that will continue. And that, of course, is extended to you as always. Do pass my regards to Elric, however. I haven't heard from him for a while. And I must, you know, commend you guys on the sterling work you've done over the years and that you will continue to do. Now, what are your plans going forward? I know you said that you've got everything online now and a few other awards and scholarships have come online. What is the vision for your organization at this time?
And this is Stuart. Maybe I'll start with some of the ways we've stepped out in 2015. And we're about bigger and better, right, as we go forward. But we've made the largest contribution as a group here in 2015. We actually are putting the final touches on an intercom. So we donated a wireless intercom unit to the high school. And this would allow for safety and, you know, really enhance the communication efforts at the school. You can imagine every time we command the attention of folks, we used to use a bell, and we're trying to advance that and really move that to a system that can help with safety or any urgent need for communication. And that's a gift that's on the order of $20,000. So that's the order of impact that we want to drive in terms of a gift that we make to the school. The other thing is, as we've reached out to more and more students and recognize them with the Principal's Award, as we go forward, actually starting next year, we're going to be now responsible for three times the amount of money that we've contributed to date. So we're going to be reaching more people and recognizing their advancement in education going forward. I think we know, and you talk about Alec Warner, he's going to step forward. We are going to have a couple of new scholarships in moving into 2016 for folks graduating from, again, advanced institutions in St. Kitts. So for us, it's really onward and upward and just doing more. And that's our vision moving forward, to really get and attract to some young folks to get engaged with the group and to continue to build on our past history, build on the discipline, and do more for education back in St. Kitts.
All right, and this time you're fortunate to have, well, for the last two terms or thereabouts, the elected member in Parliament from your constituency, from your region, and I believe now he's Deputy Prime Minister. I hope he'll be leaning on you and your expertise a little bit more to enhance the options and opportunities that you have available.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that as well, and we also hope to lean on him. Actually, I am proud to say that he is one of my former students. I'm the sixth grade, and we are recognizing him in the magazine this year. We're featuring him on his, you know, elevation to the deputy prime ministership of the country. Yes, we do have a number of persons who graduate from Sandipan High School who were part of the diplomatic corps. You made reference to Jacinth Henry Martin and now Sean Richards as a member of parliament.
Yeah.
So we are proud of those achievements, and we are hoping to work closely with them. The Ministry of Education in St. Kitts has a foundation, and we are looking forward to, you know, working with the Minister of Education and that foundation as well. But basically, our heart is really with the school. We want to make sure that we bring our alma mater up to 21st century standards in terms of the quality of education and the resources that the school really needs. So as a former principal, my heart is right there to make sure that they have supplies, materials for students and teachers to work with.
Well, as the saying goes, you give the man the best tool and he give you the best results. So
absolutely.
I can see that you're heading in direction. Now, a little bit more about the banquet, because I know I'm going to get the questions and the emails flying into me. So tell us the location, the tickets price, and the time and date, because that's going to be critical. And probably if you want to list some contact numbers, that might be very essential.
Okay, the banquet date is September 5th, 2015. That's a Saturday, Labor Day weekend in the United States and in New York. We have a happy hour from 8 to 8:45, and it's an open bar all night till 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., that's when the banquet will go.
Okay.
Like I said, it's Saturday, September 5th, and it's at the Maestro's in the Bronx, 1703 Bronxdale Avenue in the Bronx, New York. And the cost, $95. You buy your ticket before the night, you pay $95. If you wait to come to the door, you have to add on another $5. It'll be $100 at the door. So we admonish you to get your tickets before. You can contact pretty much all the members. I don't remember their numbers. they can contact myself, 914-374-3381. You can also go on the website, our webpage, spbsincinc.org, and you can find all the members' phone numbers, and you can contact them and get your ticket. We want to admonish as many people as possible to come out. It's a Labor Day weekend. There's a lot of people in town. You're going to see people you have never seen in a long, long time at the banquet.
Right.
So we're just admonishing as many people as possible to just come out support. Support Sandy Point, support St. Kitts Nevis, you know, and just support education.
All right. I couldn't have said it better myself. I think you hit the nail on the head there, and you've put in everything there, letting them know that it's a £5 discount by buying in advance. $100 for five, not £5, $5. I'm here thinking in English money. It would be good if it's in pounds, wouldn't it? A $5 discount if you buy your ticket beforehand, people, and the 100 on the door the night of the event. Are you expecting to sell a lot on the door?
Yeah, we get, I would say, roughly 40 people who would come in at the door. And again, you know, I don't know if it's Caribbean style, but certainly with busy schedules, people do make some last-minute decisions. And as promotions really take off as well later on, we certainly are always ready to accommodate that late entry.
All right, so it's 1703 Bronxdale Avenue in the Bronx, people. And you guys got any zipper for the for GPS coordinates, if anybody want to put it in the GPS?
I think that should do it, right? That should work perfectly in any GPS unit here.
Okay, yep. All right. So most of your people now know that it's 1703, and it's Maestro's in the Bronx. So you can't miss it. I guess most people have been there before. So go on out in your numbers and support the event. Anything else you guys want to enlighten the public on?
Well, and again, Mervyn mentioned www.spbsinc.org. We do have a raffle. It's a 7-day cruise for two. Only $5 to get you one ticket. It's a promotion, you know. Again, $20 gets you five tickets. This is one of the key dollar contributor that enables us to support our efforts as well back in at the high school. So we've made it easier this year. You talk about, you know, moving along with technology, you can actually purchase those tickets online.
All right.
So, Chris, here's my one request I have for you.
Okay.
You know, how many folks from your listening audience can we get to tune in today or in the next week and actually help us by purchasing one of those tickets online?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do our best to make sure the audience is kept up to date. As a matter of fact, this show is going to be, this segment of the show is going to be placed on our website. So for those who missed the interview, as we had sent out a bulletin, they can, of course, go back and listen and get all the details. And I will probably have it on my site. You normally produce a flyer. And I'm sure if you send me that, I'll be able to put it on my Facebook page and other media sources, other media outlets that I use to disseminate such details.
Yeah, consider it done. We'll definitely get you the flyer today, and we'll really be excited that you're gonna put it out on your Facebook site as well.
No trouble at all. So, any
I'm
other final?
You again a little bit, Chris.
Okay, I said no problem at all. We always got our help, and you know you can count on me for that. I was going to say, if any of the other gentlemen have anything that they would want to pass out to the public as well.
Yeah, this is Vincent again. I would just like to greet some folks from home. There's a Vincent Barzi. He lives in Birmingham, and Adolphus Cardin. They are both alumni of the Sandy Point High School. And I have some friends, some Berties from Halfway Tree, Veronica, Lester, Clinton, and Stuart. They live in Birmingham as well, so
yeah.
They're listening.
Yeah, I know the Berties down there in Birmingham.
The Berties, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know them. I think they're actually related to Lillian Scarborough down there in St. Kitts as well. I think years ago we had Mr. Bertie who came home with it, a mechanic shop of some sort. I think they're all related, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and last but not least, Chris, you know, really a big thank you to you and to Vibes. And we really, really value the time and the effort for us to get our message out. And not only looking forward to some good results here over the next 2 weeks, but certainly looking forward to engaging with you again next year as we head into this season.
No, no trouble at all. And I believe next year is your 50th year for the Sandy Point School. So we'll all work together and start and make this bigger and better. It doesn't matter where in sync it's you're from. We got to support our own. I mean, you look at the Jamaicans, no matter where in Jamaica artists is from or anybody's from, they rally together as a nation. They come together and support their own and they, you know, big up their own, as they say. And we got to adopt that same mentality and same attitude. A lot of the times we imitate so many other people, but we forget ourselves. So I trust that my listening audience and the Kitishans in the diaspora would adopt that attitude.
Wonderful. So thank you again, and we look forward to engaging. We'll get the flyer out to you today in the mail.
No trouble at all. Guys, it's been a pleasure, Vincent, and of course, Dr. Richardson and yourself, Stuart. A pleasure beyond any measure to interact with you this afternoon and to hear the developments that are in the pipeline and to hear what you've done so far. And I'm sure there are people and the students in the Sandy Point and other catchment areas would appreciate your hard work and the dedication that you gentlemen have put in over the years. I know you're diehard Sandy Pointers, and I want to ask that God would grant you guys the strength and the energy to continue, not just to do it now, but to continue for a very long time so that the fruits of your labor would be of benefit to someone further down the line. So, gentlemen, again, I give you the final say, and thanks for being my guest this afternoon, and may God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The pleasure's been mine, and as I said, I look forward to your fly in the mail.
All right.
Great.
Take care. There we had it, the Sandy Point Benevolent Society in New York, who has been doing a lot for the community of Sandy Point, in particular the school. We'd have helped with educational supplies, offering scholarships. And as you just heard the man said, they're offering a intercom system somewhere in the region of $20,000. They're going to be giving the school soon. What more can you ask for? Don't forget, it's all about the 5th of September when they have their annual banquet, dinner and dance that's taking place at the Maestro's in the Bronx, 1703 Bronxdale Avenue in the Bronx. Tickets in advance are $95. On the door, it's $100. For more information, you can contact the telephone number 314-374-3381. So I'll give you the number again. If you're not going and you got friends who you think want to go, please pass the information around. Telephone number to contact them, 914-374-3381. That's the Sandy Point Benevolent Society. Doing good for the nation. I'm Chris Collins. This is Vibes Online.